chapter Rosh Hashanah chapter 2 Mishnah 4. Umi'ayin hayu masiin masos. From where would they in fact go onto a mountain to light these torches? Mehar hamishcha l'sarteva. The first place they would light a torch was on Har HaZeisim. It's known as in Hebrew, which is Mount Olives. It's a well-known mountain that's on the east side of the Temple Mount. And from there to Sarteva. Sarteva would be the next mountain that would see the torch in Jerusalem on Mount Olives, and they would light a torch there. Umi Sarteva l'Grofina. From Sarteva, they would light it up until Grofina, another mountain, saw the light and they lit. Umi Grofina l'Chavron. And from Grofina would wait until Chavron lit a torch. Umi Chavron l'Beis Biltin. And from Chavron to Beis Biltin. Umi Beis Biltin lo zozu misham. And the Beis Biltin, which was the last place in Israel, they did not remove their torch from the mountain. Elamolech umevi umale amorid. But rather they would wave it back and forth and up and down. Until he saw that the entire diaspora outside of the land of Israel looked like one massive bonfire. This was, as the Talmud explains, because when in the diaspora, which is really talking about in the Iran-Iraq area, where many of the Jews lived at that time, when they would see the torch on Beis Biltin, they would all go onto the roofs and light a torch. And so once he saw that there were many, many torches being lit on many roofs, so it looked as if the entire diaspora was like one bonfire, then he knew they got the message, and then he would take down his torch.